All right. So, first question is from Kathy. What are your thoughts on MitoPure supplements? So, I highly endorse them. So, the Erythrin A is something that I've talked about many times on the podcast, and they are definitely a partner. So, just to let you know that transparently, I've been using them for probably 4 years now. It's a little blurry in relationship to moving and where I was and taking them, but I believe 2022 was the first I started taking them. And you're not going to find Urethlin A in another supplement. I mean, they're the leader in that. And so it is something that's definitely there to help with your mitochondria. So breathlessness, and we're talking not something you're just going to experience when you're exercising, but it's every cell of your body depends on mitochondria. Those are your energy producers. They're responsible for ATP, which happens in fires at every instance in our body, needing something, doing something, having an action. So not really. I can't say of any stomach issues related to use of MitoPure. It's I have heard of zero, literally zero myself among my friends and colleagues and among anybody in our audience. So it's also, though, something that you're going to say next week to me, I don't feel anything yet. And you're probably not going to. When you're working at the cellular level on mitochondria, it's a long game. It's going to take you a little time to realize I'm recovering better. I'm not as sore. I have a little more stamina and endurance. And that's like waiting for fitness to kick in, you know, and it's probably much slower than that, actually, because you can begin to feel, huh, I used some muscles I didn't know existed, or I can feel a little bit more tone and definition already, feel a little stronger when I'm walking. You're probably not going to have that immediate gratification, but if you're there for the long game, it's definitely a key player. So, out of the limited supplements that if I were weaning away and the number of them that I take, that one would stay as a core. So, absolutely, flipping50.com/MitoPure. You can learn a little bit more about it. There are several podcast episodes that talk about it. Nancy says, do you have a whoops, I don't think that was the first one. Hold on, I'm gonna come up here. Gay, I'm gonna get yours. Hey, I have a question for you. Lately, I've been feeling so full and bloated after eating. Any thoughts? So first, it's fairly common, especially if you're upping your game where protein is concerned. And depending on where you are in menopause, when you reach what I call sometimes a critical mass of loss or decline of your estrogens, your gut microbiome will also change. Your hormones and your gut health are just intertwined like this. And so, for so many reasons, when our gut health is giving us signs and symptoms, the obvious ones, we know we're probably not absorbing the micronutrients that we're eating and the macronutrients, like breaking down the proteins. And part of what we need to do to help ourselves is do something in terms of look at our gut and what we really need deep down. And so immediately, it might be something like betaine HCl, that's hydrochloric acid. We make about a tenth of what we had at 20 by the time we're 70. And that's a part of aging, happens to both men and women, but women going through menopause. So even in our 40s, we can experience a dramatic change in our gut microbiome. That means our ability to break down foods that we're eating. And protein exists in all foods. So when we talk about introducing or breaking down proteins, we don't just mean the salmon, the steak, and the bison, and the venison. We also mean just the little particles that are there in your asparagus and your broccoli and your cauliflower and all things. But breaking down protein is the hardest thing that we do in digestively. So two things, betaine HCl. And if you're in the membership, the 28-day kickstart is a good kind of a challenge. You can look at it. It was a live class many, many times for several years. I did it over and over every month. I could probably recite it to you and I'll spare you. But it is so good for the reason of we start with the gut, we go through all the way focusing on the gut, but we also were talking about sleep, how you might want to test magnesium for yourself, your mindset. There are a lot of good things in there, but we really do talk about the need for betaine HCL, and that is not meant to be a long-term thing, but it's to help you boost right away your gut acid. So the acid in your gut, we sometimes get this backward and think we have too much acid, and so we're taking heartburn meds or over the counter, and we actually have the opposite often. We have too little, and so we're not breaking down food. It's not getting down, it's staying down and then getting broken down and digested. So it goes to the use of our bodies. So betaine HCL actually replaces that stomach acid we're missing right away. So you can take a couple capsules right before a meal. Now it's in there waiting, just like your stomach acid would have been. And compounding our hormonal changes that change our gut. There is also the fact that we're eating in a rush. We're, eating very quickly. We're eating standing up in our kitchens. Is that just me, really? We're focused on something else. We may have our phone going, the TV, the something. And so we could help ourselves a little bit by taking a deep breath in, putting all the screens on off, and taking our time chewing food. Slowly, really tasting it as opposed to inhaling it. All of those things will help you as well. And then you can, while you're taking the betaine HCL, you can help yourself encourage your own stomach acid by doing all of those things and by taking bitters in, consuming them, like arugula is a bitter. So if you're going to have greens anyway, you might substitute arugula. Because it actually helps to create more stomach acid. You can squeeze lemon on your food. So when your mouth puckers and your mouth waters thinking about a lemon or something tart, that actually is inspiring your digestive system to work a little bit better. And all of that, if your saliva gets started because something sounds really good. Your gut is getting better and prepped for the breakdown of that food all the way down. And that's, a part of when we're eating in a hurry and we're just grabbing something and I just got to eat because it's the few minutes I have right now. We're not giving ourselves the opportunity to do that. So helping ourselves do it with bitters, with lemon, eating a few forkfuls of things like sauerkraut or kimchi can be helpful to do the same thing. So there are ways to turn on your own. You can also take apple cider vinegar. So you take a full glass of water, you drop, a tablespoon of apple cider vinegar into it. You don't want a shot. You want it diluted. And a lot of dentists will say, don't do that every day. But you can sip it through a straw and bypass the enamel on your teeth that way. And that's another way to kind of inspire your gut before a meal. And it will help you encourage your own stomach acid. So the betaine HCL is kind of a temporary. The second part of that is looking at digestive enzymes. So I talk frequently about one from Bioptimizers and I'm going to be posting about it tomorrow in my Instagram because it's on Prime and it will be, gosh, I think it will be like 35% off or something crazy for you. So you can get it for a really reduced rate. And I talk about that and I talk about a magnesium from them because what's different about that company is the delivery. And a lot of times we're taking supplements, aren't we? Like right and left, people appear in my inbox every day. Asking, we'd love to send these to you. Will you share them? And I'm like, no, I can't. It's not another supplement. Let's just get the basics down and get really good at that first. And then there's a few that, yes, I think some supplements, when you're talking about sleep or you're talking about gut health, we've got to go and get some support for those. But otherwise, I am saying yes to only the ones that really work for me and sharing them with you. Bioptimizers, magnesium, I use for sleep. It's a game changer. And their Massimes is what it's called. And you can go to bioptimizers.com/flipping50, flipping 50, and you can get 15% off today. But if you wait till tomorrow, I'm going to share a link on social media that will give you a much bigger percent off. So I would hold off if you can for 12 hours, and I'll share that and go to Instagram and look at stories. But that's digestive enzymes to break down. So we have to break down the three macronutrients: protein, carbohydrate, and fat. And of those, depending on who you are, and sometimes it's a little genetic, some of us struggle to break down fats, some of us may struggle to break down carbs, and others of us protein. Collectively, if I could say, all of us here, probably between 40 and 70, we'll struggle a little more than we did when we were younger to break down protein almost across the board. The Massimes has four times the protease, which is the enzyme that helps us break down protein. And that was the reason I tried it, even because I was on something that I thought was working really well. And I was like, I like this one. It's been great. And then I looked at the numbers on the back, and the numbers were so much more significant about the amounts of each of those enzymes, but most importantly, the protein. So when I tried it, again, total game changer. It was even better than what was good before. So it's got the amylase, the lipase, and the protease, and that's for carbohydrates, breaking down fat, and breaking down protein. And so after a meal, particularly, or if you notice, like as the day goes on, with every meal, I get a little bit more bloated or distended by the end of the day, I would try that. And I would also try the other trick, that is just go for a walk after every meal. And this is going to sound like a potty mouth. It's not meant to, and it's not meant to be flamboyant, but they call those walks sometimes not just for blood sugar, but they call them fart walks. And we can produce a little bit more gas after meals than we ever used to. Certain foods may bother us, and it may be really hard to isolate foods because we're trying to eat a wide variety and diverse diet. So it gets a little hard to pinpoint all of the things, but walking after a meal, each of them does help with digestion. And I think it helps two ways. Psychologically, it helps because you're going to go for a walk and be active after a meal. You are less likely to overeat. And so I'm just going to eat till I'm done. Like I've taken the edge off hunger. That's a very different thing than eating till full. Oh my gosh. Okay. So I got to tell you, I'm standing here. I'm looking out the window, which is why the natural light is good. But I have two twin baby deer, and one of them is right out here. So just had to share. But we need some help and support. So the betaine HCL would be something right now. Do it for a couple of weeks as you get in the habit of deciding which of those other habits sound good to you. Do you want to squeeze lemon on your food? Squeeze it in your water? Do you want to try apple cider vinegar before meals? Do you want to introduce a little sauerkraut, couple forkfuls before a meal, or just on top of, a burger or something, so you can have it with a meal if you enjoy sauerkraut? Some of those are going to probably appeal to you, others may not. But then see if you can graduate off the HCL, but start with the digestive enzymes because I think those also will help you. So that was a lot, but that's kind of the step-by-step process. And like magnesium, the HCL, some people will start it and say, this doesn't work. So here's how you know you're at the amount you need. The bottle may say, take two capsules before every meal. And if you do that and you don't notice any change at all, you're still experiencing the bloating, the next meal you do it, take three. And if you continue not to feel anything, Take four, take five, you may get to seven. That's what your body needs right now to help you get the level of HCL that you need to break down the food. And again, as you introduce the other things and become a little more conscious of maybe taking a deep breath before meals, relax, shut off the screens, sit down. I say that to myself as much as to you. You may not need as much, but the way to know you're at the point where that's one too many is you'll feel a little warmth just kind of through your esophagus. It's not burning, it's not going to hurt. You'll just feel a little warmth. And you know that minus one, whatever that number is, minus one, that was where you needed to be. And that one extra was too much. So for a while, start with that and then begin backing off. And they're both out there. They're so stinking cute. Okay. So you'll know that you can back off after you start introducing the other things and slowing things down, changing the way you eat. So I hope that was helpful. But to any of you, I think the bloating, and it might be bloating and gas, it might be simply bloating, kind of a little bit more distended, not feeling like you've gained fat, but just feeling like I don't deserve this. Like, where's this coming from? That's what I would try first. And the HCL is really kind of getting to the core and the root of the problem. The digestive enzymes might be something that you continue to take long term. I take them with bigger meals, like lunch and dinner, always with dinner, sometimes not with lunch, almost never with breakfast because it's easy to digest anyway. Because I'm usually having a smoothie bowl. I might be having occasionally I'll do egg whites. So it's not anything that's really difficult to digest. If I were having something like I'll have a leftover salmon sometimes if we've got it, but usually it's the bigger meals that I'll use it for. Digestive enzymes are kind of a staple. I travel with them. Okay. Julie says, I think I read somewhere that you're planning to do a CGM challenge again soon. If that's correct, do you know when that may? Yes. So we're going to do that in August. So that'll be our August challenge for VIP members. And if you're an Essentials member or you're stronger, you can also join us. What we do is for those of you that want to, you order the CGM at flipping50.com/myglucose, and you will join the WhatsApp group. If you already have a CGM, you have a monitor of your own, you can follow along with the challenge as long as you're a VIP member, just not inside the WhatsApp group. So the WhatsApp group is specifically for people who use my link, and then I'm doing the coaching complimentary. So it's a little bit of a pull on my time and energy, but I will do that for any of you. And we do them two or three times, or three to four ish times per year. So August seemed like a good month, and it gave everybody a little opportunity to get them. And what you want to do is generally the sensors are going to last 14 days. So get two of them. That way you'll be able to do 28 days or almost a full month. And then we'll walk you through what to do. And as you start getting results and wonder, what do I do with this or what might be a good experiment, I'll give you the coaching daily and pop in and answer questions for you. So if you want that link, let me know. I can't talk and type, but I will share that with you. Isabel said, I think I heard on a previous coaching call that you had stem cell done. Can you talk about why you opted for the treatment and if it's giving you the result you're expecting? What was it done in the USA? Yes, it was. So, yes, I did it. I lived in Scottsdale last year, and it's almost a year ago right now. About a year and 3 weeks since I have done it. So, I'm sure I had no exact expectations. I think it's a little bit of a will this work, won't it work? But significant improvement in what I was experiencing. So I had no limits. So I, for fun, I go on 10-mile hikes in the desert. So wasn't like I was limited, but when I was coming back, I was noticing that my knee was a little swollen. Like I was probably holding a little bit of fluid, and I had also had a pre-nuvo scan. It's becoming a little bit more popular, so it may be also in your area now, or you're hearing a little bit more about it, seeing it. I'd had that about a year before and was told from that for the first time, because I wasn't feeling it, that I had Baker's cyst behind my knee. And generally, that means just a benign little cyst that shows up. And it usually means you're retaining some fluid there because your body just says, there's some inflammation here, and we're just going to get it out of the joint. So we're going to put it in this little thing behind the joint. And it wasn't palpable. I couldn't feel it. I didn't feel it when I was moving, but it showed up. And so I was like, huh. Honestly, when I got done with that pre-nuvo scan and got the results back, I was like, I'm not sure. I'm glad I did that. Because, although testing gives you options and allows you to maybe prevent something from worsening, I was like, I don't know that I needed to know all of that. And, then does it plant a seed for some that will just worry more about it or think or assume that they have a problem? I'm not that girl, fortunately, but I think it could be negative for some. However, it was just a clue. And then a year later, when I started experiencing, the feeling like it was going down into a deep squat, basically. So sitting down with heels on the floor, sitting in a like a toddler would, I could tell the big difference between my right and my left knee. And I did it preventatively. So thinking, if at that time I'm 61 and I've got a good 40 years left in this body, I want it to, not limit me. I don't want to start to hesitate about should I do that? Should I not do that? So I decided do this now while I'm in good shape and strong, have muscle in the bank, so that as I need to take a couple of months of light exercise, it's not going to hurt me. I have it. I have it to spare, and I can get back to it a little bit sooner than somebody not fit going into it. So I was just a really good candidate. We both, the physician and I, both agreed on that. So I did it to extend my activity for the next 40 years, so that I'm not looking at maybe 10 or 15 and I'm gonna start doing less, or start to pick and choose what I do. I just didn't want to do that. So that's why I did it. I can still feel a slight difference, but it is nothing like it was last year. I wouldn't say that it's worse than it was, say, 6 months ago. And just in case you don't know, it takes like 3 to 6 months after you have the procedure done, you're still healing and the stem cells are still regenerating. So you don't want to go crazy. You're not going to baby it anymore. By that point, I was back to my full practice of, routine with jumping, high impact, heavy weights, and whatever hiking I wanted to do. But you're not done. So the regeneration continues to happen. So you just don't want to go break it on purpose. So I'm pleasantly surprised that I did it. And with the results, I would probably do it again if I had the time. I'm not sure that I would do it again at the same spot. I have talked to a couple of places in Boulder where I probably would go, and they do it a little differently. So there's different procedures and protocols and way that people do it. So one of the pluses about some is that they do it, they extract it once, and then they spin them and they regenerate your stem cells. So you never have to do the extraction again. And it's not painful, but it is a little uncomfortable. And you have to, it takes you a few days to actually recover from that. They do pull fat out of your flanks. And I was like, how much can you take? But I don't know. Personally, it's just not worth being that uncomfortable. So I would opt for if you're going to store my stem cells, they're going to regenerate and we could use them anytime I wanted to. I kind of like that version. Nancy says, do you have a good smoothie recipe for post-weight workout that provides quality protein? So, Nancy, the quality protein comes from Flipping 50 for me. So, recipes are pretty abundant. You can find a lot of them at flipping50.com. And you can look at the tabs and see the drop down. There are several of them there, but almost you want to build around 20 to 30 grams of protein directly from the protein powder. And then you're adding things depending on what else you're putting in, and you're getting more protein. So if you prefer plant-based, for instance, you're going to add maybe 3 tablespoons of hemp hearts, and you're getting healthy fats, and you're getting 10 more grams of plant-based protein. Now you're at 21 per scoop or serving of protein plus the 10, you're at 31. If you added any nut butter or wanted to do that, you have to look at that and say, do I want the extra calories coming from fat? And you may not, depending on what you're doing. But there's a lot of ways to get adequate protein. You could do a scoop and a half if you just want to make it easy. You add a little bit of flax seed or a little bit of chia seeds, and you're going to get a little bit more. All the little bits add up, so they all definitely count. But there's kind of taste-wise, it's up to you. So all the berries that you want, try them. You want a little bit of fruit, and you want a lot of protein, a lot of fiber. I like to put a vegetable in it. I don't do raw greens anymore. Actually, I've gotten away from doing that myself and feel tons better for having done it. But I'll put something like riced cauliflower in almost as part of the ice. And it doesn't have any flavor, but you've added a vegetable. So I like that idea. I will sometimes go a little bit more savory and I'll add cucumber. So again, another vegetable, but ways to sneak those in there. And every once in a while I'll do something more like apple and celery and actually getting greens like parsley in it. So still a little sweet because of the apple, but there's kind of the sky's the limit, but it's find a high quality protein. Flipping50.com/protein, you can do paleo or the plant-based option. I usually also add collagen. What you want to remember about collagen is collagen, whether it's Flipping 50, Collagen Boost, or it's something else, is wonderful for hair, skin, and nails, wonderful for your joints, great for your bones, but it's not enough essential amino acid protein profile to help with your muscle. So it alone is not necessarily, if you add it to your coffee, that's not necessarily contributing to your protein intake at the end of the day. You take that collagen and you add it to your smoothie. Now you can count it because what it's doing is bumping up the protein profile, that essential amino acid in each of those. So there are a lot of collagen powders that if I say it doesn't have enough essential amino acids, you may look at the label and say, but it says it has them all. And it does. It just has less of them. So compared to a plant may have, if we say tryptophan, it's got that much. An animal-based protein has this much. And so your muscles need that greater skyline effect that they'll get from either pea protein is a good choice. Paleo protein is okay. Whey protein is the king, the queen. However, it's dairy. And a lot of you for the bloating and don't digest dairy very well anymore. We don't carry whey protein anymore for that reason. Nobody was tolerating it. And so, in part, I was contributing to the problem because whey is wonderful. It's great. It's got good, adequate leucine in it. However, if your body is absorbing it or consuming it, but not absorbing it, and it's causing you to feel gassy or bloated, potentially it's not actually doing what it should do. It's doing the opposite of that. So I hope that helps. Jennifer says, I'm finishing up Stronger 7, trying to decide on my next program. Last summer, I did Stronger 9 because I have more time in the summer. I think I'm still recovering from adrenal fatigue from the school year this summer, and I don't want to make it worse. However, I'd like to change things up. Which other program would you recommend? Good question. So, right now, so if I commit to this, I'm going to really be in trouble if I don't do it, right? But right now, we've got like the first week of a very short program. So I'm going to put in the next 12-week program and I'm going to kind of drip it out with you because number one, it keeps the pressure on me. So I know, okay, I've got to do this week because you're expecting it. But the workouts are going to hover right around 35 minutes long. We're going to do an emphasis once during the week on the upper body while including the lower body, but just skimming it. The other one will be more dominant lower body while including tapping into the upper body. And so they will stay short, and then we'll put in all the little pieces that need to be there. So we'll drop in some longevity shorts to it, drop in some mobility in between so that you'll have things to do during that 7 days or week one. You'll have multiple things in each category. So you're going to hit jumping and intervals. The longevity kinds of snacks that'll give you dynamic stability and balance work as well. But these will definitely be shorter. So, for those of you that are post-menopause and you can do more, this may not be enough stimulus. So, I'm just going to warn you on that one. But for those of you that are kind of pulling back and you're doing a lot more things in summer, you're a lot more active out there and doing things, this one might be great, or you're coming off of adrenal fatigue, and you just want to play it safe and rather feel better and go a little heavier. So, repetition range for this one is kind of hovering right around 12 repetitions, 12 to 10, 12, 15 is kind of the sweet spot for that one. So, it's enough stimulus if you're, truly reaching fatigue to hit those muscle groups. So, there's that. Is MitoPure sold by Timeline? Yes, that is the company. Absolutely. Isabel says, what are some suggestions, as in diet and workouts, that you have to lose fat and gain more lean muscle? Does keto diet work? So, Isabel, it's first of all, it's all very genetically oriented to you. And the question really for any one of you is, does keto work for you? For some of you, it would, and others of you, it wouldn't. So, this is not a suggestion or recommendation necessarily, but I've done DNA testing as something that I offer that we can do. But, a lot of us, I would say, we know it. We know the answer to this intuitively by this point in our lives. And what I mean by that is some of us will, from the DNA testing, the nutrition profile, for instance, will come back and say, you are, predisposed to do better. You will gain fitness easier and faster by doing endurance exercise versus resistance training. Now, that doesn't discount the fact that we're all midlife. We need resistance training. But genetically, you actually may get away with and do better, feel better doing a little more endurance training. You also might hear from your DNA testing that you do better with slightly higher carbohydrates instead of higher fat. So, in that case, I would say keto diet would work for you or for me or any of us from tomorrow through Saturday. If we wanted to look like we've dropped a few pounds for somebody's class reunion on Saturday, that would be the time to do keto right now between then and then be done with it. If you have genetically, you're predisposed to actually do better with high carb, you don't want to do that for very long because it will backfire on you. And pretty soon, not only will you no longer lose weight, you might actually gain weight on keto because it's kind of fighting your genetics. Somebody who does better on a higher in fat diet, and that doesn't discount our need for protein. For adequate protein for the essential amino acids we're taking them for, because those are the building blocks actually of muscle. We still need that, but you can play with carbohydrates and fat. Could that be up or down? And could it be even sometimes? Yes, is the answer. There's no right or wrong necessarily. But what I find for women is that you will hear Dr. Anna Kabeka talk about this. She wrote a book on it called Keto Green 16. The alkalinity, that you've got in your environment, and for females that can be somewhat problematic. So yeast infections, has something to do with your alkalinity. We eat too much animal protein and too much fat. What we're doing is actually squeezing out all the vegetables. So we have to really work hard to keep them in, and it's part of what we're seeing with some of the weight loss medications. The appetites are so small that people are not eating enough, period, and it's hard to get adequate protein in, but it's also hard to get adequate micronutrient density in. And so on them for a long period of time, whether they lose weight successfully or not, they are almost all tired because they're not taking in enough. And it doesn't matter that they're not hungry, it's that they're just depleted because the body needs the proper tools to function and it can't. So that's really kind of what we're seeing is people get to a point where they say, now I've lost the weight and actually I do want to get off of it because I haven't been able to exercise. I know that I should, and I'm too tired to exercise. So you can tell that there's been some depletion going on. That can happen with keto as well, with high protein and high fat. You get full and sated pretty quickly, and it can be that you're not eating enough vegetables and a wide diversity of them. So short term, keto can work for almost everybody because for every one part carbohydrate that we store in our body, if we eat it, we store three parts water. So if you stop eating, or not completely, but you reduce significantly your carbohydrate intake, you will shed water weight over the next few days. Now, that will come back as soon as you begin to eat resume a normal diet higher in carbohydrates. But if you want to look leaner quickly, that's one way to do it, certainly, is to reduce the amount of carbohydrates that you're eating. So, yes and no. But if you're going for long term, I want to lose fat and I want to gain muscle, focus on the muscle first. Increase the amount of protein in your diet without losing the amount of micronutrients you need. So if you're not sitting down to, plates of vegetables and some fruits as well, you want to look at, am I cutting things down too dramatically and I don't have room for all the micronutrients? So increasing your diet full of protein. So whatever you might be eating now, it helps to get in touch with how many calories have you been consuming. If you're in the membership, going to the Metabolism Makeover 2.0, it's a mini course. You can kind of go in at your own pace, but that can be really helpful in getting you to track your own intake for a while. Look at how many calories you're taking in, how many of those come from protein, from fat, from carbohydrates. You can't change something without knowing what are you doing now. Let's take a look at that. And then from that, maybe you're eating too little, and it's going to be very hard for you to lose fat because you've kind of shut that down. The metabolism is slowed because we put you under so much stress, and we need to turn the metabolism back up before you will be able to burn fat and gain muscle. So we've got to look first at what would be the problem. It's why isn't it happening now? By resistance training, by default, you're doing a core piece of the most important part. So reaching muscular fatigue with each set, hopefully getting some evidence that you're gaining strength, you're picking up bigger weights than you did, or at least till your joints tolerate or won't tolerate anymore. That's an important piece to distinguish. So, Isabel, I gave you a lot to think about. So a few questions coming back to you as much as answers. So hopefully that was helpful. Katie says, I make low stomach acid and just started betaine HCl. I'm still working through finding effective dosage. Once I do, would I or should I use both the betaine and the digestive enzymes? Yes, you can. So, Katie, if you haven't started digestive enzymes and you're starting betaine HCL right now, I would leave the digestive enzymes out for right now, just so that you're basically conducting a scientific experiment. So you're keeping it clean and looking at where am I? Is this getting me what I want as you're finding the sweet spot for the number of caps that you need? And I would just focus on that. And then when you get there, you can introduce the digestive enzymes as well. Yes, I would go at it that way. That's a great question and a great example. So keep us posted on that. Kathy Nash says the Masszymes says take 3 capsules daily. So it's 3 capsules with meals. So you take 3 before lunch, before dinner, and I have been known to forget and I'll like take them right after dinner. So it's 3 before each meal that you're going to use them at. And yes, you take all 3 at once with your meal. Peggy says, kind of worried about the quantity of enzymes in those Masszymes capsules. How do I know if I'm taking too much? Is it possible to overdo it on taking them? I don't think so, Peggy. So you're not going to suffer from taking an enzyme. You know, it's not going to give you a sign negatively or harsh reaction. And if you're worried about it, you can take something that is a lower amount of digestive enzymes. You can probably find a lot of them, but digestive enzymes are not something that are going to do damage to you. Jennifer says, yes, totally interested in that. When does that all roll out? So you're talking about the new 12-week program. So I am, so that won't roll out until July, but we're almost there. So we're at the 22nd. So that first full week of July, I think what is July? July 4th is on a Saturday. So it would be that following week, that first week would probably drop. Jane said, where can I find out more about the DNA testing? That is a good question. Jane, do you want to just write a question to support at Flipping 50? So when it used to be that when you joined the membership in the start here, we told you about DNA testing because I don't publish it, you know, as something that people can buy. But there are 3 different DNA tests you can get, kind of a gold, a silver, and a, I don't know what the other one is, bronze maybe. And they kind of stack in terms of what do you want to look at? Do you want to look at this for weight management? Do you want to specifically look at this for supporting you with your physical activity, for nutrition? Do you want all 3 of them? So you can kind of pick and choose the level that you want, and we can probably lead you to a description of all of those. You might also do a search on the site if you're really ambitious. And we can have customer service do this too. And I probably have talked about it in a podcast. So you can use the search icon and search for DNA testing on the site, and you might get something to pop up there for you as well. Okay, anybody else have a question? I'm going to scroll up and just make sure that I got everybody. Okay. No questions. You're all very quiet. So I'm going to wrap up. I'm going to give you a going, going, gone. If you've got one question, bring it in. I will answer that for you. And then we will hop off. You're welcome. Okay, everybody. Everybody's very quiet. So have a great week. By the way, I was in Arizona last week, went to the cliffs, lava, thought of you. So fun. Awesome.